Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. Hot dog! All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now, let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Right back to it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And we're now at the Jefferson West Class 3A Regional Baseball Tournament with quarterfinal matchups here this afternoon as we bring you a double dip with the Big 7 and also mixed in the Northeast Kansas League. Good afternoon from the home of the Jeff West Tigers. Brandon Tamman with you. Justin Fluke, our studio producer. Shout out Captain Kurt Kilman as well, getting us locked in and on the air. Coming up here in a matter of moments, we'll have our first game in this bracket, the 2-7 matchup with the back-to-back Big 7 League champion, Sabetha Blue Jays, taking on their very familiar opponents in the Hiawatha Red Hawks. And then the 3-6 matchup will follow with the host team, Jeff West, the number 3 seed, taking on the Tigers, the number 6 seed of ACCHS. It's Hiawatha and Sabetha, and let's get you the starting lineups for this regional quarterfinal here this afternoon. And we will start with the lower seed and the 7th seed, the Hiawatha Redhawks. They come in with a record of 4-14, and they go like this here this afternoon. Carson Henry will lead things off. He is a sophomore left fielder. Cooper Jacobson, the senior first baseman, he will bat second. Micah Oldham is a junior center fielder. He bats third. Dalton Sieben Morgan in the cleanup spot. He is pitching and a senior. Michael Jensen bats fifth. He is a sophomore second baseman. Batting sixth is Lucas Lancaster, the sophomore catcher. The DH is sophomore Ren Hageman. He'll bat seventh. Aiden Grathwall will bat eighth. He is the junior third baseman. And Peyton Teal, the senior right fielder, he will bat ninth. With Braden Newell playing the flex position defensively, he will not bat, but he is the shortstop for the Redhawks. So again, for Hiawatha today, Henry in left, Jacobson at first base, Oldham in center, Sieben Morgan pitching, Jensen at second, Lancaster catching, Hageman the DH, Grathwall the third baseman, and Teal the right fielder with Newell the flex playing at shortstop. For the back-to-back Big 7 League champion, Sabetha Blue Jays, they have won 16 of 21 games this year. They go like this here this afternoon. Mitchell Kramer, the junior pitcher, he leads things off. Marcus Bauman, he'll bat second. He is the senior center fielder. Christian McAfee bats third. He is the senior first baseman. In the cleanup spot, it's Chase Fry, the senior third baseman. Batting fifth, the DH, and senior, Jacob Grimm. Aiden Lang is batting sixth. He is the senior left fielder. Reed Mitchell, he bats seventh, the sophomore catcher. Harper Schmelsley, a senior second baseman, will bat eighth. And Will Ulrich, the senior right fielder, rounds out the lineup with the flex at shortstop being a junior in Kyler Wenger. So again, for the Blue Jays, it's Kramer pitching, Bauman in center, McAfee at first, Fry at third, Grimm the DH, Lang in left, Mitchell the catcher, Schmelsley at second base, and Ulrich is in right with Winger playing the shortstop here today. Taking a look at the remaining bracket, the other half of the quarterfinal matchups, at the top seed, Bishop Ward, as Bishop Ward, the number one team in the rankings, and undefeated at 20-0, they're taking on the 8 seed Royal Valley today. And last checked, that was a 1-1 score. That was an earlier start today at 2 o'clock. Royal Valley, at least last checked, about halfway through that game, was hanging with the top team in this bracket and the top team in the state. We'll try to get an update as we continue on here, but that was a 1-1 score going into the fourth inning of play. And then the 4-5 matchup at Bishop Ward, the second game of that doubleheader, will be Perry LeCompton, the 4 seed, taking on the 5 seed in Riverside. And, of course, we got the bottom of the bracket here with Sabetha and Hiawatha, the 2-7 matchup, and Jefferson West and ACCHS to follow. That is the 3-6 matchup. Again, Sabetha, back-to-back Big 7 League champions, a record of 16-5. They went 12-2 this season in Big 7 League play. They average 8.3 runs per game and only give up 4.8 runs per game. 16 wins coming into this game today. They won 19 a year ago, and then 15 2 years ago. Last year, they made the state tournament, winning the Nemaha Central Regional, but they lost to Wichita Collegiates in the first round of that one. And then 2 years ago, getting to state as well in Manhattan, they were unable to get out of the first round in that one as well. They had a 5-4 loss to Columbus. So Sabetha, again, this is a senior-heavy, very experienced club, but assuming, and we'll see if Bishop Ward, the top seed, moves on, Of course, games here at Jeff West next week, semifinals and a championship game. Sabetha's certainly a talented enough roster to get themselves to a third straight state tournament. A little bit of a down year for Hiawatha. Again, the 7 seed, just 4-14 coming in. They're 4-10 in Big 7 league play. They have lost 6 straight since a sweep against Holton back on April 11th. They struggle a little bit offensively, scoring just 4.8 runs per game. They have allowed 176 runs in their 18 games. That's good for just shy of 10 runs per game. And this season, losing both games to Sabetha. The first game was close. 4-2 was that final in game one. But Sabetha won 17-5 in game number two. So this will be the third meeting between these two here in 2024. Sabetha, they have won 4 straight against the Redhawks dating back to 2022. That was the last time the Redhawks defeated the Blue Jays, and they were able to get a sweep back then 2 years ago with finals of 4-3 and 10-4. So we got a double dip of regional baseball coverage here this afternoon from the home of the Jeff West Tigers. A beautiful afternoon. It's Sabetha and Hiawatha first, followed by Jeff West and ACCHS. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, get you set for first pitch right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Mother's Day is coming up, and it's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her. This year, make her day extra special with a gift from Village Sampler in Sabetha. You'll find a wide selection of unique and beautiful gifts that are sure to make Mom smile. From handcrafted jewelry, charming home decor, flowers, hanging baskets, lotions and soaps, geometry towels, or even send Mom a cupcake. Village Sampler has something for every style and taste, and they deliver. So this Mother's Day, find the perfect gift for that important woman in your life at Village Sampler, downtown Sabetha.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at MyCountryMart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word: discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Kansaland Radio.
Class 3A regional baseball quarterfinals from Jefferson West here today. Sabetha and Hiawatha up first. It's followed by the home team Tigers taking on the Tigers of ACCHS. That'll be the second of the double dip here this afternoon. Thanks again. Beautiful, beautiful day. A little bit of a gust, but partly cloudy skies, mid-70s, as Sabetha is on the field, the home team in the higher seed here today. Blue Jays back-to-back, Big Seven League champs, as it'll be Hiawatha batting first with Carson Henry, Cooper Jacobson, and Micah Oldham against Mitchell Kramer, who gets the ball and nod here in game number one of this tournament. In the upper half, games being played at Bishop Ward, the top seed. They're taking on the 8 seed Royal Valley as we speak, and that'll be followed by Prairie Lecompton and Riverside, which is the 4-5 matchup, and semifinal and championship games next week here at Jeff West. That'll be Tuesday with that first semifinal beginning at 2 o'clock. Again, Brandon Tadman, Justin Flute, Captain Kurt Kilman helping as well. Appreciate it very much as it's that busy time of the spring sports season. Hiawatha again losing both of the meetings in the doubleheader with Sabetha earlier this year. The Blue Jays winning back on April 1st, 4-2 and 17-5. Sabetha has won four straight going back to 2022 against the Red Hawks. And then this is a year where Hiawatha just 4-14, and they are limping into this postseason play, losers of six consecutive games. And we are ready to rock and roll with the sophomore left fielder, Carson Henry, to lead things off for the Red Hawks against Mitchell Kramer and the Blue Jays. The dark blue tops and gray pants trimmed in white for Sabetha. Red tops and gray pants trimmed in white and blue for the Red Hawks. And the first pitch of the doubleheader is just missing inside for ball number one. Once Again, a little bit of a breeze blowing out towards left center, but mid-70s here as we get going for the double dip this afternoon. Next pitch also a little bit low, and quickly two balls and no strikes. Kramer winds and fires, and a ground ball left side playable. Good bounce at third for Fry, and throws across the diamond, belt high. Completion by McAfee for out number one.
First baseman number 11, Cooper Jacobson.
So three pitches and the first down of the game. Ground out by Henry. That brings up the senior and first baseman Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson bats from the left side against the righty and Kramer. And he rifles in a fastball taken for strike number one. Working quickly. Next one a little bit high. One ball and one strike. The four wins for the Red Hawks this year. They swept Royal Valley on April 4th. Wins of 8-6 and 17-6. And they swept Holton on the 11th of April. As the next pitch is in there as well. One ball and two strikes. Those wins over Holton 8-5 and 4-3. Once again, one ball and a two strikes here to Jacobson. One out. Nobody on. Just getting going. No score. Off speed. And in there, ring it up. Strike three call looking. And two up and two down here in the top of the first.
Center fielder number 7, Micah Oldham.
So here's the junior center fielder, Micah Oldham, who steps in from the right side, plays up in the box, a little open on the stance, swinging at the first pitch, a little pop up to the right side. Easy play for Schmelzley at second base. And just like that, Kramer retires his side. It goes 1-2-3. No score. We head to the home first. It's high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school baseball coverage here on KNZA this afternoon. Just getting going as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Two seats of Betha stepping up for the first time against Hiawatha's Dalton Sieben Morgan, who gets the start in this 3A quarterfinal at Jeff West. Tigers and Tigers will go at it in game two of this double dip with Jeff West and ACCHS. Mitchell Kramer retiring the side in order 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Sieben Morgan will look to do the same as he'll get a very talented top three in this 16-5 Blue Jays lineup with Mitchell Kramer, Marcus Bauman, and Christian McAfee. And if one of those three are able to get aboard, Chase Fry in that cleanup spot. Final warm-up toss here for Sieben Morgan.
Leading off for Sabetha, pitching here, number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
And pitcher v. pitcher here to lead off the bottom of the first inning as Mitchell Kramer steps in. Forced a ground out, a strikeout, and a pop out in the top of the first. Now he steps in the box for the first time. Sieben Morgan's first pitch a little bit high for ball one. Blue Jays at 16-5, back-to-back Big 7 League Championships, 12-2 in league play this year. Next pitch by Sieben Morgan in the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes. Very potent Hiawatha, or I should say Sabetha offense, excuse me, averaging over 8 runs a game in 21 games played. Next pitch, catching the inside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Sieben Morgan works quickly, 2-1, likes the sign and fires. And a pop-up to the right side, playable though in right field and not moving much, is Teal to make the catch. and coming back strong to record out number one.
Center fielder, number five, Marcus Bauman.
Here's the senior center fielder, Marcus Bauman, who steps in. Bats on the right side, plays up in the box, tad open on his stance. Not much wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Stephen Morgan working out of a stretch here and delivers. High and outside for ball one. Great fan support here, as always, for both of these clubs this afternoon. Next pitch, just missing outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. A second consecutive batter in which Stephen Morgan has started down 2-0. Next pitch is hit well, left field. Backing up is Henry towards the fence, towards the track, up against the wall, and the ball is gone! That ball kept carrying and carrying, but I think it's going to be actually a ground rule double. Beg your pardon. So it bounced right in front of the fence, and it went right underneath that fence line. So a little premature on a home run call, but it is a one-out double for Marcus Bauman. The wind is pushing in that direction as well, so it just kept carrying and carrying, but not quite enough to get over the fence. Now the first pitch to McAfee is swung on, and a big fly out to left field, and again it carries, and it gets over the left fielder and Henry, and Bauman had to hold up to make sure it wasn't caught, and that's going to be a double, but Bauman had to hold up at third, so back-to-back extra base hits. Now runners at second and third with one out, as the Blue Jays look to strike first in the bottom of the first. Another dangerous hitter. Here's the senior cleanup man in Chase Fry. Second and third and one out for the Blue Jays. Back-to-back doubles, both to left field. And Henry already getting work out there with that wind pushing that ball in that direction. Stephen Morgan out of the stretch. Neither runner being held very well. Next pitch is low and outside. Two balls and no strikes here to Fry. Base hits. Could tag two here for the Blue Jays. Next pitch inside. Had to back away from it. And three balls and no strikes. And a danger here of potentially loading the bases for the DH and Jacob Grimm, who awaits. Stephen Morgan a little staggered on his stance. Lifts the knee and fires right down Broadway. And Fry looking the whole way. It's now three balls and one strike. After Kramer flew out to right to begin the inning, Bauman and McAfee with back-to-back doubles, runners at second and third. Next pitch outside, ball four, and the bases are juiced.
Designated hitter, number 23, Jacob Grimm.
So Bauman at third, McAfee at second, Fry at first. And here's the big body DH and senior Jacob Grimm. Blue Jays threatening to strike. Early in this game, Stephen Morgan trying to work out of a pickle. Here's the pitch. Off speed in the dirt for ball one. Now the Redhawks struggled in terms of runs per game allowed at nearly 10 a game. Blue Jays threatening for a big inning here early. Stephen Morgan fires a 1-0. That one is in there, clips the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Lancaster catching, Grathwall at third, Newell at short, Jensen at second, Jacobson at first. Defensively for the Redhawks, here's a 1-1. A little low, a little outside, two balls and one strike. Got Henry in left, Oldham the center fielder, and Teal is the right fielder. Hitter count here, two balls and one strike. Bases loaded, one out, bottom one, no score. The pitch. And it clips Grimm, it hits him in the shoulder, and that will walk in our first run of the game.
Left fielder, number 10, Aiden Lang.
So Grimm steps in and takes one off the shoulder, and now Lang steps up with an opportunity with the bases loaded and still one out. Blue Jays out to a 1-0 lead. First pitch by Stephen Morgan is high for ball one. Open on his stance from the right side. And the pitch, in the dirt. Good stop there by Lancaster. And it's two balls and no strikes. Blue Jays threatening here for a big first inning. A 1-0 lead, bases loaded, still only one out. Stephen Morgan needs to settle the pitch. High fly ball, right field, playable, pushing Teal to his right. Should be well deep enough to get the run in. He makes the catch, and here comes McAfee to score on the sacrifice fly. Productive at bat, and the Blue Jays lead it 2-0.
Number 38, catcher Reed Mitchell.
So two outs. Runners at the corners. But a 2-0 lead now for the Blue Jays. Here's a lefty in Reed Mitchell. He takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Fry at third, Grimm at first base. Stephen Morgan's 1-0. Little ground ball, it's ricocheted off the glove of Stephen Morgan, and everybody's going to be safe. Well, Stephen Morgan tried to take a step off the mound. It's going to be an infield hit. Another run is in, and it's 3-0. As Fry scores from third, Grimm able to get up to second base. Just an unfortunate play. One of the Redhawks there could have got him out of the inning, but instead, we hit number 8 in the order with Harper Schmelzley, the second baseman. Three runs are in, and the Blue Jays lead it 3-0. Still runners at first and second, two down. First pitch by Stephen Morgan is a little bit high for ball one. Not the ideal start for the Redhawks. Got to try to limit and get it out here and get to the second inning. Good eye there by Schmelzley. Two balls and no strikes. Number 9, Will Ulrich, due up next. Next pitch. That one clips the inside corner, makes it 2-1. Hits in the inning for Bauman and McAfee. They went back-to-back with doubles. Fry walked. Grimm walked. Lang hit a sack fly, and Mitchell with an infield single, and there's a swing and a miss. And it even Stevens it up at 2-2. And a 2-2. High fly ball, left field, playable though. Henry trying to make a beat on it, and he makes a few steps in to make the catch and retire the side, but damage done. Three runs, couple of hits, couple of walks, and the Blue Jays out to a 3-0 lead. We head to inning number 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Hanzaland Radio.
Sabetha jumps out to a 3-0 lead against Hiawatha. Three runs, three hits, two left in the bottom of the first. RBIs by Grimm, Lang, and Mitchell. And the two-seed Blue Jays out to a good start here.
Leading off for Hiawatha, number 20, Dalton Stephen Morgan.
So 4, 5, and 6 in the Redhawks order against Mitchell Kramer, who now has a 3-spot in front of him. First pitch by Kramer, little slow chopper, left side. Wenger, the shortstop, makes a beat, throws to first in time, and one pitch, one out here in the top of the second.
Second baseman, number 9, Michael Jensen.
So here's the sophomore second baseman, Michael Jensen. First pitch by Kramer. Right in there, knee-high fastball for strike number one. Next pitch, popped up to the right side, tailing towards the fence, and it's right on it, and it drops next to McAfee for a foul ball and a strike. Four up and four down. Kramer pitching well early. The Blue Jays again with a three spots in the first to jump out to this early lead. Kramer shakes off a couple of signs, likes the third, and settles, lifts, and fires. And a swing and a miss at a high fastball. And that is a strikeout, number two on the day for Kramer.
Catcher number 27, Lucas Lancaster.
There is the sophomore catcher, Lucas Lancaster. That's from the right side. Tad bit closed on his stance. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Defensively behind Kramer, Fry at third, Winger the shortstop, Schmelzley at second, McAfee's at first. Another play for Winger here, makes a good stab to his left and settles and throws across the diamond. And just like that, back-to-back innings for Kramer, retiring the Redhawks in order. We head to the home second, a 3-0 Blue Jays lead here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tamman, Justin Fluke, as we continue on with our 3A regional baseball coverage this afternoon from Jeff West, Tigers Field here today, hosting these quarterfinal matchups. And we head to the home second inning, and the Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. It'll be 9-1-2 in their order with Will Ulrich, Mitchell Kramer, and Marcus Baumann. Up against Dalton Stephen Morgan, who tries to rebound after a tough first inning. First pitch in the bottom of inning number two is low and inside for ball one. Defense fairly straight up when pushing out towards left. Next pitch in there, clips the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Likes the second sign and fires, and another strike on the inside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes here to Will Ulrich, the senior right fielder. Blue Jays had three runs on three hits. They stranded two in the first and have a 3-0 lead. Next pitch on the way. Little slow chopper, but foul to the right side, and it stays one ball and two strikes. Red Hawks have won double-digit games in each of the last 2 years, 10 last year and 11 2 years ago, but a little bit of a struggle here in 24 with just a 4-14 mark. Stephen Morgenstedt staggered with the stance. Here's a 1-2 again, and it's ripped right back up the middle. A high fastball is launched down into center field. It ramps up over the mound, and a leadoff hit with two strikes for the number 9 hitter, Will Ulrich.
Number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
So back to the top of the order, and Mitchell Kramer flew out to right in his first at-bat. First time today, Blue Jays get the leadoff man on. Stephen Morgan will soft toss it to first, and back safely is Ulrich. The Blue Jays, again, have a great opportunity here, but could end up having to go through the number one seed and number one team in the state if they want to get back to a state tournament. Stephen Morgan's First pitch here to Kramer is low and outside for ball one. Blue Jays have won four straight and six of their last seven. They actually started the year 0-3. Another slow chopper, and it's again ricocheted off the glove of Steven Morgan. Throw to first is not in time. Second time, Steven Morgan's been very close to making a great play, but just enough of the ricochet off the glove to allow Sabetha to stay alive with those runners. So an infield hit for Kramer, now first and second with nobody down. So Ulrich to second, Kramer at first, and here's Marcus Baumann, who was mere feet away from a home run in his first at bat, but settled with a double. Now puts down a bunt, pops it in the air, playable and caught. The catcher Lancaster getting a big first out, and Baumann shaking the head, knowing that was not what was supposed to happen there.
First baseman Christian McAfee.
So here's McAfee now with one out and two on. Bats from the left side, old school, no batting gloves. Takes a high and outside fastball for ball one. He followed Bauman's double in the first with a double of his own. Also has one of the three runs scored. First and second, one out. Bottom of the second inning, Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. Next pitch low and outside. Gets stopped there by Lancaster. And makes the count 2-0. Back-to-back singles by Ulrich and Kramer before Baumann with the bunt out to the catcher for the first out. Good pitch that clips the outside corner. McAfee looking all the way. Now two balls and one strike. After the quarterfinals today, semifinals and championship games next Tuesday here on this same field, and this one's ripped to the right side and out of the outstretched arm of Jensen and into right field for a hit. Teal gets it in quickly, and it holds Ulrich at third. So now three hits in the inning, all singles, and the bases are loaded with one out.
Third baseman Chase Fry.
So McAfee 2-for-2 on the day, and Fry steps in, who walked and scored in his first at-bat, and we get a mound visit here for the Redhawks as the Blue Jays are threatening again for more runs in the second after putting up three in the first. Ulrich started the inning with a single on a 1-2 pitch, roped it right back up the middle, and then Kramer able to single as well. Marcus Baumann tried to sacrifice, put a bunt down, but he popped it up, and Lancaster made the catch for the first out. And then McAfee came up, and on a pitch that was a little bit outside, he's batting from the left side, gets out in front of it, and his strength gets it over Jensen's arms at second and into shallow right field for a hit. Teal played it well to get it in quickly to stop Ulrich at third, but you got the bases loaded with one out. Blue Jays threatening to add to what's already a 3-0 advantage. So the meeting breaks up, and Fry steps in with a big opportunity here. Fairly straight up, good bend to the knees with the stance. And Steven Morgan's first pitch is inside for ball one. And Hiawatha, each of the last 2 years, has been eliminated in regionals in this first-round game as Fry fouls this one out over the net for a strike. It's one ball and one strike. Out of the stretch. And firing is Steven Morgan. Ground ball left side. Stabbing it is the shortstop in Newell. Throw across the diamond in time. A productive out, a run scores, but a big second out. That's a great play by Newell. It's short. So it's an RBI for Fry. It goes 6-3 on the put out. Ulrich scores from third. That was a very close play. Kramer moves to third. McAfee to second. So now second and third, and they're going to intentionally walk Grimm.
Left fielder, Aiden Lang.
Well, they hit him in his first at-bat. Now they just intentionally walk him to load the bases for Aiden Lang, who had a sac fly to right field in the first. 4-0 now, Blue Jays in front. First pitch, missing up and outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 by Steven Morgan. It's ripped down the left field line, just barely foul. That would have been trouble. And extra bases and multiple runs, but left side of the line equals strike number one. Just a little bit out in front of that pitch was the senior left fielder, Aiden Lang. That's a great opportunity. Kramer the runner at third, McAfee at second, Grimm at first. A run is in for the Blue Jays. Their lead is 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. 1-1 by Steven Morgan. High fly ball, deep left field. This is trouble. Looking up and watching it fly into the fence. It is a grand slam for the senior left fielder in Aiden Lang. Are you kidding me? The trees and left catching a few here today already, and it is a double up from 4-8, and the Blue Jays in control. And a standing O for Aiden Lang. Wow. The wind helping that to a great degree. How about a grand slam? That'll bring up Reed Mitchell. So two outs, nobody on. 8-0 our score. Mitchell singled in a run in the first, and the first pitch by Steven Morgan is low and inside for a ball. A tough start for the Redhawks, and the Blue Jays cooking early. Good pitch there by Steven Morgan on the outside corner getting the call. It's one ball and one strike. So a single, a bunt out, a single, a ground out, an intentional walk, followed by a grand slam. Here's a high pop-up in the infield and behind the mound. It is Newell, the second baseman, to make the catch and retire the side. But the damage done is an understatement to be said. As the highlight in the inning, a senior in Aiden Lang, a big-time grand slam home run over the field, or over the fence, I should say, and left. They put up 5-8-0 Blue Jays. We head to the third inning here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
3 runs in the first for the Blue Jays, and they add 5 in the second. And the highlight, a grand slam over the fence and left center by Aiden Lang to cap off that big inning. And the Redhawks falling farther and farther behind as they come up here in the third, trailing 8-0. In the bottom third of the order against Mitchell Kramer, who's pitched well, retiring the first 6. And the first pitch to the sophomore DH, Ren Hageman, is in there for a strike. Now he pops this one up out of play, foul. And quickly, no balls and 2 strikes. The second game of our doubleheader, it'll be Jeff West and ACCHS, the two winners of these games will face off in a semifinal next Tuesday. 0-2 by Kramer. A little bit low and outside. 1-2. Good eye there for Hegeman. He bats from the left side, bend to the knees, and up in the box. A 1-2. High fastball. Good eye again, and it evens up. 2-2. Defense fairly straight up for the Blue Jays behind Kramer. And this one's roped foul out of play left. And it stays alive. Another one coming at 2-2. Aiden Grathwall due up next, followed by Peyton Thiel here in the away third. Blue Jays 8-0, dominant early. That one spins in there off speed and looking all the way for strikeout number 3.
Number 21, Aiden Grathwall.
Here's the junior third baseman, Aiden Grathwall. He'll bat from the right side wearing jersey number 21. Mitchell's Kramer's first pitch, good rope left side, but well played by Winger. Plenty of time across the diamond. It was hit hard, but stabbed perfectly by Winger, and 2 up and 2 down.
Number 17, Peyton Thiel.
Here's the senior right fielder, Peyton Thiel, number 9 in the order. 2 up and 2 down here in the top of the third. The Blue Jays with an 8-0 advantage early. Here's the pitch by Kramer. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Next pitch on the way, and it again clips the corner here, this time on the outside, and it's 0-2. And an 0-2. It's hit to the left side. Does it have enough to get down? It will, and it's a base hit. For Peyton Thiel, the number 9 hitter, and the Redhawks have their first base runner of the afternoon.
Left fielder Carson Henry.
So back to the top of the order with 1 on and 2 outs. Carson Henry grounded out to third to begin the ball game, and he'll step in with Thiel at first. Kramer throwing over to first, but Thiel back in time. First time Kramer works out of the stretch, glancing at first and firing. Here's a steal attempt to throw down and plenty of time. The tag applied, and that'll end the inning. A caught stealing Mitchell behind the dish. A beautiful throw. Winger the tag, and a caught stealing once again to end that inning. So we head to the bottom of inning number 3. It's an 8-0 Sabetha lead here on KNZA.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
KNZA.
Well, a new pitcher is in. It's going to be Ren Hegeman for Hiawatha. Sieben Morgan's day is done after 2 innings. As the Blue Jays, again, have put up 8 runs in the first 2. Try to get the remainder of the defensive alignments here. But I think that's going to be maybe the only move defensively.
New pitcher for Hiawatha, number 22, Ren Hegeman. Leading off for Sabetha, number 3, Harper Schmelzley.
8-9-1 in the Blue Jays' order. Schmelzley, Ulrich, and Kramer here against Ren Hegeman. Defensive alignment outside of that should be the same, with Hegeman playing the DH today. So everyone still should be good for the Redhawks. First pitch in the bottom of the third, low and inside for ball number 1. Schmelzley flew out to left in his first at-bat. was the final out of the first inning, in which the Blue Jays scored three. And again, adding five in the second. Slow roller left side, Graffwall at third, fields it nicely, settles, fires, low throw, and dug out beautifully. That was well done by Jacobson to save an error and get out number one.
Right fielder number eight, Will Ulrich.
So Schmelzley 0 for 2, one out, nobody on. Here's Ulrich, who singled and scored in the second inning. Again, the highlight was a grand slam over the fence in left center by Aiden Lang. Ulrich takes a strike, and it's no balls and one strike. Blue Jays looking for win number 17 on the year. Hageman's pitch, just missing a little bit outside, one ball and one strike. Hageman works quickly. He throws with the left, lifts the right, and fires. That one in there for a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. And a time called by the umpire. Ulrich steps out, gathers himself, and will step back in. Ulrich, a lefty against the lefty. And he'll foul this one away, and it stays one ball and two strikes. Well, the wind now pushing. You see the American flag in right center. Dialing up and switching a little bit, kind of pushing towards that direction now. And a ground ball foul into the Hiawatha dugout. And it stays one ball and two strikes. Well, the wind was pushing towards that left center field fence, where Lang cleared for the grand slam in the last inning. We'll try it again at one ball and two strikes, and another time here by the umpire. Quickly, Ulrich steps back in and sets. 1-2. Low and outside, two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the third. It's been all Blue Jays so far. 8-0 their lead over Hiawatha. Hageman delivers. Kind of a half-check swing, doesn't go around, and it's now a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Top of the order, due up next with Kramer. 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. Good at bat for Ulrich, and he's on for a second time in his many at bats.
Number seven, Mitchell Kramer.
So we got a runner at first and one out. And Kramer up for a third time. Flew out to right in the first and singled and scored in the second. Hageman throws over to first, and Ulrich back safely. Wind picking up just a touch, now blowing towards right center. Defense fairly straight up for the most part. Jensen playing more towards second base. There's a foul ball out of play right side. That sounded like it hits an automobile. That might have been glass. We're up in the press box. Can't see back in there. I know it's not my car. We're back up and to the left. But that could be a problem. Could be an expensive strike. It's 0-1. Runner goes. Ground ball left side playable. Takes the double play out. Throw to first in time. And now a play over to third. Good throw. And it's a double play. How about that for the Red Hawks defense? As that will retire the side and put the first zero up on the board for the Blue Jays. So, good defensive double play there to end the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth. 8-0 Sabetha here on KNZA.
Mother's Day is coming up, and it's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her. This year, make her day extra special with a gift from Village Sampler in Sabetha. You'll find a wide selection of unique and beautiful gifts that are sure to make Mom smile. From handcrafted jewelry, charming home decor, flowers, hanging baskets, lotions and soaps, geometry towels, or even send Mom a cupcake. Village Sampler has something for every style and taste, and they deliver. So this Mother's Day, find the perfect gift for that important woman in your life at Village Sampler, downtown Sabetha.
Sabatha.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
KNZA.
8-0 Blue Jays as we go to the fourth inning of play. New pitcher now as Kramer is out after three solid innings. It'll be Chase Fry.
Chase Fry in the pitch for
who
Sabatha.
Takes the mound here for the Blue Jays.
Up the bat for the Redhawks, number 5, Carson Henry.
So 9 up and 9 down, or I should say the minimum. There was a hit in the last inning for the Redhawks, but we're at the top of the order. Carson Henry takes a strike from Fry, and it's 0-1. Grounded out to third, his first time up. Next pitch just missing outside, 1-1. Carson Henry, a sophomore, playing in left field. 1-1. That one is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Well, the Blue Jays have an 8-0 lead here in the fourth. Next pitch, low and outside, and it's 2-2. They scored 3 in the first and 5 in the second. Redhawks defense turned a nice double play in the last half inning to keep them off the board. Here's a hit to the left side, a nice little jumping athletic catch for a winger, and there's the first out of the fourth. A little line out to the shortstop.
First baseman, Cooper Jacobson.
So Henry 0 for 2. Here's Jacobson, struck out his first time up. Batting from the left side against Fry, the righty. He'll fire. High fastball missing, it's 1-0. No runs, one hit. So far on the day for Hiawatha. This one is hit well. Right field going back towards the fence, and it lands on the bottom of the fence. This is going to be extra bases, but a throw to second base is in time. Ulrich from the warning track in right field peeps it through the wind and throws out the base runner in Jacobson trying to stretch a double.
Micah Oldham.
How about that one, as we've seen a couple good defensive plays here in the last inning and change for both sides. So two outs and nobody on. And the first pitch to Oldham is in there for a strike. Next pitch in there for a strike quickly, 0-2. Boy, that was a rocket shot by Jacobson that hit the bottom of the fence. And Ulrich played it beautifully. Next pitch, a little outside. It's 1-2. So a line out. Jacobson a hit and trying to stretch it into two, but thrown out at second. Fry trying to work quickly. A 2-strike count on the way. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. And it evens up. Good check there. Oldham stays alive. Now 2-2. A 2-2. Low and outside. So now a full count at 3-2. Steven Morgan on deck. Kramer pitched the first three innings, and Fry taking over here in the fourth. A 3-2. In there looking, strike three call, and Fry retires it. It goes 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. All Blue Jays, 8-0 our score here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The top priority at Sabatha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Blue Jays in control, 8-0 as we go to the home fourth here on KNZA. Brandon Tamm and Justin Fluke. Captain Kirk Kilman keeping us locked in early on as we got a double dip of 3A regional baseball. The Blue Jays trying to advance. They are off to a scorching start again, 8-0 on the board as Marcus Baumann leads off here against Hageman. First pitch, a little bit high for ball one. Baumann doubled and scored in the first and then tried to sacrifice bunt in the second to move a couple runners over, but he popped out to the catcher. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch that dug down into the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. The Baumann will be followed by McAfee and Fry. Big part of the order, 2, 3, and 4. Hageman pitches. Another off-speed, waits on it, drilled towards center field, and coming on to make the catch running straight ahead was Oldham for out number one. Nicely done.
First baseman, Christian McAfee.
Here's Christian McAfee, who's 2-for-2, single, a double, and 2 runs scored. That double back in the first, it was nearly a home run. Just left it short out in left center, and then a sharp single in the second. Hageman bends one in there for strike number one. No balls, one strike, the pitch. A high fastball is ripped out of play, foul to the left side, and it's 0-2. Last time out, it's been 7 days since the Blue Jays played their regular season finale. They swept 2 on the road at Rossville. As McAfee fights off another pitch, still 0-2. 5-0 and 7-5 were those final scores. They swept Royal Valley before that to clinch that second straight league championship. An 0-2, ground ball to the left side, and it takes a high hop off the edge of the grass and a tough play for Grathwall, and it gets over the glove and out to left field for a hit.
Pitcher, Chase Fry.
So here's Fry, as McAfee has now reached base in all three of his ABs. Fry walked and scored in the first, and then Fry had an RBI ground out in the second. Hageman out of the stretch, and the pitch. Ground ball left side, but foul. And no balls and one strike. Blue Jays an 8-0 lead on the Redhawks here in the bottom of the fourth. Postseason baseball just getting going across our landscape. Hageman's pitch, and it's fouled off the mask of the catcher in Lancaster. McAfee had taken off, but he's got to go back to first, and now it's no balls and two strikes. Jacob Grimm on deck. Umpire cleaning up home plates, getting back to it. And the senior Fry steps back in. Hageman, the lefty, an advantage out of the stretch, looking over at first. Next pitch low and in the dirt, kicks away. McAfee takes off, throw to second, not in time. McAfee with a good jump, he'll take second. That pitch was low and outside. Good throw by Lancaster, but just not there in time. And on Fry, it's one ball and two strikes. Base hit could add another run. Hageman fires. Off speed. Swing and a miss. No, we just got a piece. Stays alive. That was a good off-speed pitch by Hageman, but Fry, good job getting a piece on it. So it stays one ball and two strikes. Runner at second base, one out, bottom four. 8-0, Blue Jays in front. Hageman sets at the belt and fires. A foul ball to the right side out of play. One car already bashed earlier with a foul ball and trying to limit the amount of those happening here today. We'll try it again at 1-2. And the pitch by Hageman. It is hit well. It was off speed going towards the gap in left center. It is over, and it's going to bounce up against the fence. And Fry is going to have an RBI double as McAfee scores with an easy jog in from second. And Fry driving in his second run of the game. It's now 9-0. The power in these bats. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Thanks, Coach. Yeah, we'll be here. Oh, yeah. We got game number two coming up for you with ACCHS and Jefferson West. Here's Grimm with Fry at second base on the double. First pitch by Hageman missing low for ball number one. Well, the last time Grimm came up, he was intentionally walked, and Aiden Lang, right after that, made him pay with a grand slam. Next pitch, low and inside, 2-0. Bauman led off the inning, lining out to center field. McAfee followed with a single, and then Fry with an RBI double. He is at second. 9-0 Blue Jays here in the fourth. Foul ball to the right side, cars beware. And it's 2-1. Every foul ball here, you kind of hold your breath. Hageman 2-1. Grimm, big body from the right side, plays up in the box. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Evens it up. 2-2. Blue Jays have now scored in 3 of the 4 innings. 3 in the first, 5 in the second, 1 here in the fourth. Next pitch by Hageman, low and outside. Kicks away, and Fry's going to take third without a throw. Now the count runs full at 3-2 with Fry at third and one out. See if Hageman can come away with potentially a strikeout. Big pitch. 3-2 on the way, and it's hit well. Left center field, running back, Oldham again, getting some work, and leaps up, and he can't make the catch. It's right in front of the fence. Well, the outfielders for the Redhawks getting their cardio in today, and that is an RBI double for Jacob Grimm.
Number 10, Aiden Lang.
So back-to-back RBI doubles by Fry and Grimm, and it's now 10-0 Blue Jays. Speaking of 10, here is number 10, Aiden Lang. A grand slam over the fence in left center. His last at bat. He's also got a sac fly, so he has driven in half of the Blue Jays' 10 runs today. First pitch missing, 1-0. Grimm at second base, still only one out. And this is ripped to the left side, and that is going to fall through for a base hit. Grimm chugging around third. They will hold him there, so runners at the corners with one out.
Catcher Reed Mitchell.
Here's the catcher, Reed Mitchell. Singled in a run in the first and has popped out to short. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI. So two runs, again, have crossed in the inning. Blue Jays lead now 10-0. Pitch by Hageman bends in there for a strike. It has been a breezy afternoon, and it has helped the power bats of the Blue Jays with a lot of shots into the outfield. There's a throw to first, and now a pickle. Throw to second. Tag is in time for the out, and now a throw home is not in time. Grimm scores. They get the out at second base, but it's now 11-0. So a smart play and productive, to say the least, as Lang is thrown out, caught stealing at second. But Grimm played the throw, and as soon as Lancaster threw it to second base, Grimm took off and got by the tag at home, and it's now 11-0. So now two outs and nobody on. The count 0-1 here on Mitchell. Pitch is outside for Ball number one, one ball and one strike. So now three have scored in this inning. 11-0 our score. 1-1. Hit to the right side to the second baseman. That's Jensen, who makes a nice stop, throws the first in time for out number three. But back-to-back RBI doubles highlight the inning from Fry and Grimm. Three more on the board. Blue Jays 11 and the Red Hawks nothing.
KMTS of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at MyCountryMart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair, at the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KNZA.
Blue Jays, three outs away from a shortened five-inning win. They lead the Red Hawks by an 11-0 score here on KNZA. Dominant showing as Fry will try to retire the side here for the Red Hawks in the top of inning number five. Jeff West, ACCHS, will be the second game of our doubleheader this afternoon.
Leading off for Hiawatha, number 20, Dalton Stephen Morgan.
4, 5, and 6 in the Red Hawks order. Dalton Sieben Morgan leading off, followed by Michael Jensen and Lucas Lancaster. Fry back to work. Ground ball left side. Nice hop for Winger. Oh, and it botched to the left side, and that's going to be an error. And Sieben Morgan's going to be safe at first. First error of the day by the Blue Jays defense.
Number 9, Michael Jensen.
So Sieben Morgan at first, nobody out. Here's Jensen, who struck out his first time up. Fry out of the stretch now. Not much of a lead at first. Pitching and fouling it straight back. It's 0-1. No runs, just two hits on the afternoon for the Red Hawks offense. Here's a pop-up to the right side and foul. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Blue Jays scored three in the first, five in the second, three more in the fourth. 11-0 their lead. There's a pitch in there called strike three, and there's the first out of the inning.
Number 27, Lucas Lancaster.
So here's Lancaster, grounded out to short in his first time up. One out, Sieben Morgan at first base. Here in the top of the fifth. Fry delivers outside, gets stabbed by Mitchell, the catcher, to keep it in front, and it's one ball and no strikes. One and oh, the pitch. A check swing and just missing. Two balls and no strikes. Red Hawks this year averaging just 4.8 runs per game. Right now a zero on the board. There's a pitch that clips the inside corner. Now 2-1. Sieben Morgan reached to begin the inning on an error by Winger at short, and then Jensen struck out after that. Here's a throw to first. And back in time is Sieben Morgan. Count now 2 balls and 1 strike here on Lancaster. The pitch, oh, and it runs up and in, and they say it clipped his helmet. Or might have clipped the bat. Nonetheless, it's going to be a hit batter, and he'll take his base.
Pitcher, number 22, Wren Hageman.
So here's Hageman. Struck out his first time up, and the most that the Red Hawks have done here early on. Looks like we'll have a courtesy runner at first base. We'll try to check that, but two on and one out here for the Red Hawks, trailing 11-0 here in the top of the fifth. Eggman steps in, working against Fry. Out of the stretch and delivers. Fastball knee high for a strike. It's 0-1. The Redhawks need to get a couple on the board here to extend it to the bottom of the fifth. And now the pitch gets away, and Mitchell can't find it, and everybody's going to move up, and Fry has to end up chasing it up against the wall. Mitchell just had no idea where that ball was. So Stephen Morgan on the wild pitch up to third, and the courtesy runner up to second base. So a base hit could extend this ball game for the Redhawks. Count 1-1. Here on Hageman. Fry just now out of the windup in the pitch, low and inside. Makes it 2-1. An opportunity for the Redhawks to extend their season, but they got to get these two runners in. 2-1 count, one out. Next pitch low and inside. And now 3-1 with Grathwall due up next. The regular season meeting between these two saw the Blue Jays get a sweep, 4-2 and 17-5. That was back on April 1st. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Fry. Outside, ball four. So the base is loaded here for the Redhawks.
Number 21, Aiden Grathwall.
So now Grathwall, who was 0-1, grounded out to short in his first time up. Bases loaded, one out here in the top of the fifth. Fry's first pitch. It is in there for strike one. And the Redhawks need to keep this game alive and make Sabetha come up again in the home fifth. Fly ball right side. This is foul territory. And it's no balls and two strikes. Mitchell Kramer started the game on the bump. He pitched 3 innings, gave up no runs, and just 1 hit. And then Fry came in the fourth. Gave up a hit, but faced just 3 in the fourth. Has a foul ball there to keep it alive at 0-2. And trying to wrap up this game for the Blue Jays, but they got to work here to retire the Redhawks. 0-2 counts. Grathwall needs to work as well. Here's the pitch. High fastball laid off of it, and it's 1-2. Stephen Morgan at third, courtesy runner at second, and Hageman at first. Another pitch high, same spot and location with the fastball, evens up, 2-2. Out of the windup in a 2-2. It is in there. Strike three call looking. Kept the bat on the shoulder. And the Blue Jays are one out away from winning this game.
Number 17, Peyton Teal.
That is the third strikeout for Chase Fry. And it's up to the number 9 hitter, Peyton Teal, who singled in his first at bat but was caught stealing to end the third inning. First pitch missing outside. 1-0. Two runners need to come across here for the Redhawks. They have the bases loaded with 2 outs. Next pitch in there for a strike and a throw down to first. And McAfee with a jumping catch to keep it in front. The pitch was outside, so it's 1-1. Next pitch runs up and in, 2-1. Hitter-friendly count. Teal's got to put something in play here. A 2-1 on the way. And he ropes it to the right side, and it gets by a diving McAfee. One run is in, and here's a throw home, and it's cut off by Fry, so they get one on an RBI single by Teal. Everybody moves up one, and it's now 11-1. But the damage needs to continue for at least one more time. We'll have a meeting on the hill. So Lancaster and the courtesy runner, I should say, for Lancaster moving up to third. Hageman now at second. And Teal is the runner at first with an RBI single. So how about Teal, the number 9 hitter? A 2-for-2 afternoon, a couple of singles, and now an RBI. But Carson Henry, who steps in, needs to produce a run to extend the game. Fry out of the windup in the pitch. In there for a strike, it's 0-1. Henry grounded out to third in the first. He lined out to short in the fourth. He is 0-2. High fly ball, left field, could end the game. Backing up is Lang, tees it up, makes the catch, and that will end the ball game. A five-inning victory for the Sabetha Blue Jays as they advance to the semifinals in this 3A regional tournament. 11-1 the final score. We'll step aside for a timeout and recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.